So, I've been a little antsy today. That being my code word for horny. and I was inspired by a conversation. I mean, I was already pretty inspired, if you know what I mean. I was going to record something today anyway, but then some additional inspiration came along, and I just started building this new hot little scenario in my head, and I thought maybe I'll just share that instead, because well, turns out I discovered a new kink. I mean, I always knew I was into sensory deprivation or sensation play anyway. And like slight objectification. And then I got to talking about masks, free use masks with a zipper. That you could wear for, the whole coronavirus thing, but that could be easily accessible. And that spurred a couple of other ideas, and well, here we are. So, what I was imagining was, let's say there's a student. Girl who's not doing so well in school, and her options, I mean, it's gotten so bad that her options are either you get expelled or you take this, let's say, remedial credit just to really make sure that your head gets in the right place. And I mean, kind of out of options at that point, aren't you? Maybe you partied too hard, or maybe you were just a little too promiscuous, and your focus was elsewhere other than your studies. But it's gotten to the point where you either lose your place at this prestigious school, or you take the dean up on this option that he's offering. And I mean, I imagine it would be a little bit shameful to be in that position, but not quite as shameful as what this scenario has planned. So, my thought was just to make sure that these bad students really know the consequences of their actions. You could, or what the school might do. Let's say they've got a really effective football team, and they want to reward this football team for, winning games or whatever it is that football teams do. And let's say they know that they know there are certain ways that you could relieve stress. So, why not kill two birds with one stone? So, you take this bad student. You, let's say they agree to the terms. You, let's say you drug them, just to make them a little bit more pliable, disorient them, make them unconscious, and then you dress them up. Dress them up for use. You could put a mask just like one of those full face covering masks over their head. You know, you can't hear anything. Put some earplugs in, so any noises, any voices they hear are muffled. They can't really identify what is going on. And get them naked. Just strip them. No point wearing clothes if they're gonna come right off anyway. And let's say you take them out to the football field and handcuff them to the goalposts. And just leave a couple notes for what the team is to do with them when they come out for practice. Just this naked body cuffed to the post. Some Sharpie or whatever. Indicating insert here or use me. The mask, of course, is important for anonymity. I mean, you do want to teach someone a lesson, but you don't necessarily want to shame them or ruin whatever bit of reputation they might have left. And let's say you leave them out there with maybe a couple of toys to play with. Just put them, you know, in their holes for safekeeping for now. Then, of course, it's up to the team how they decide to use them or their toys or, you know, unzip that mask and use their mouth. It sounds like a fun little scenario, if you ask me. Just being chained and handcuffed outside, not really knowing what's going on, and feeling rather than hearing. And the whole bunch of bodies approach. Feeling all the eyes on you. Admiring or lewd or whatever they might be. And hearing them jeer or laugh or discuss what they might do to you or how they might decide to use you. Maybe you even realized the predicament you were in when you came to. Feeling the toys in your pussy. The cold grass under your bare skin. Maybe you'd heard rumors of this being how bad students are punished. So, you know, just, you come to and realize you can't see or hear or really make a sound through the mask. And then feel the others approaching shortly thereafter. Maybe one of them is more bold and reaches out to tweak your nipple. can't really do anything about it, of course, being handcuffed and all. I wonder how used to doing this they are to getting this this kind of reward. Just willing or unwilling, as the case may be, little. Unwilling little whore handcuffed to their goalpost for their use. Or if they knew that it was coming. Maybe this is something they get after every game, or before every game. I wonder if they would take the time to get you going. To turn you on. Refute, they would just maybe put you on all fours and have their hands and trace your ass or slip their fingers into your pussy or use the toys that were so conveniently and generously left inside to tease your body. And fondle your breasts. Just have all those hands running over you, grabbing, touching, groping, whatever they desire. Gotta wonder which one of your holes is going to be used first. Or who's going to be the boldest? How gentle or rough they're going to be? If they would just push you down with your face into the ground and pull you up by your haunches. Maybe play their cock along your pussy a little bit, just to make sure there's no resistance or they get themselves as wet as they can be. And if they would just mount you like they're breeding you. Of course, if they don't use protection, there's a risk of pregnancy, but that's a risk that you're taking by, you know, being such a bad student. Just feel their hands on your hips, pulling you back onto their cock as they pound into you and take out all that frustration and testosterone on the preferred, no, that's not the word, offered, that's better. The offered sacrifice. You can cry. Cry all you want, but no one's gonna care. You did this to yourself. And no. Maybe you might even begin to enjoy it. After all, the brain does release happy, happy chemicals when you're being fucked. There is a reason being dick drunk is a thing. Maybe at some point they would unzip that mask and take your hand by the sides and pull it onto a nice, hard, willing cock. After all, they do. They do deserve the pleasure. They deserve to get a treat as well. And the writing on your body does say whore. Does say use me and fuck me and toy. Can't really blame them. Be so nice to be pounded from behind while being pushed onto a cock in your mouth. Have your holes just used and filled over and over and over again, with one cock emptying itself inside you, another taking its place. Maybe they would even sit you up and spread out some of that leaking cum on your asshole as a lube. And lower that tight little ass onto a cock. Are there to be used as their reward after all, whatever they might want to take. And have another person climb up in front. Or maybe just pin your body between them. And push their cock into your pussy. So that you're filled up nice and full. After all, that is what a little fuck toy would want, right? Maybe somebody could even shove a cock in your mouth, make you airtight. They wouldn't even really need to take all of their clothes off. You just need their cocks. Oh, did I say needs? Oh, maybe in a little bit you will find that you do need them. Need to be filmed over and over and over again as much as possible. Maybe the next time they need a reward for their game, you'll even volunteer. Of course, no one has to know what a needy little slut you are. That's what the mask is for, after all. But yeah, that just sounded like a fun little scenario that I wanted to get out. I don't know if I can still get off to that thought. After all the time I spent painting it or putting it together, but I can certainly try. Just get off to the thought of my toy dying on me. That would be unfortunate. Oh no. Did it really? Oh, nope. We're okay. Oh, but where was I? Getting off to the thoughts of being tied up. I just need to get a little bit more comfortable here. I don't know how familiar you folks are with how girls get off. My preferred method, besides vibrators on your clit, is my preferred method, and I don't know how. I don't know why I'm exactly revealing this. Pillow humping? That's how I learned to masturbate, so that's always been what's worked for me, so I like. Having something between my legs that I can grind against. So, I was somewhere. That's right. We were getting tied up and used as a little fucking object. As a set of holes to be filled. By whoever happens to come along. Or happens to be in the area. Just having your holes used, regardless of what you might want. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Mm-hmm. really trying to concentrate hard on getting off, but... Oh, of course. Also trying to continue painting a picture of what I might be getting off to. Having a little bit of trouble with that part. Maybe I just need additional inspiration. Let's see. What can my wandering little brain come up with? Maybe I should consult the brain in my pants. See what it might like to hear. I don't know. I just want to be pounded, roughly. One person, many people. Tied up, blindfolded. I am not really picky. But, being used does sound very, very...